Now, scientists who discovered a new species of dinosaur have named it Brontomerus, or thunder thighs, because of the huge thigh muscles it would have had. The fossil remains of the dinosaur were found in a quarry in Utah in the United States. And Dr. Mike Taylor from University College London was one of those involved, and he joins us now. This sounds like an extraordinary looking dinosaur. How can you be so confident that it had these huge thighs?
Well, there's not all that much we can be confident about, because you're right that we have to do the best we can with sparse remains. We only have about a tenth of the dinosaur. But the thighs is one of the few things really that we can be confident about, funny enough. And the reason is because one of the bones we have that's really nicely preserved is the main hip bone. And that's much larger proportionally than it is in related dinosaurs.
So would that be an anchor for the muscles then?
Exactly right, yeah. So in particular, the part of the bone that sticks forwards from the hip socket is really huge comparatively. So we imagine these powerful muscles running down from the very front of that bone all the way down to the knee, massive quads really.
So would this be for running or kicking or what?
Well, that's the interesting thing, because you would think running is at least what most animals do that have powerful legs. But for that, what you need is powerful muscles at the back of the leg. And then when they contract, they pull the leg backwards, which pushes the animal forwards. But with Brontomerus, that's not what we're seeing. The area where all the extra muscle attachments are is ahead of the leg. So what that suggests is that instead of being pulled back powerfully, the leg could be pushed forwards powerfully. And that, of course, means kicking.
Right, and in what way would the dinosaur use that then?
Well, we don't really know, of course, because behaviour so rarely fossilises, but the most likely explanation would be that something like that would evolve at first as a way for males to fight over females, like so many things. It's a same old story, really, but... You know, giraffe males, they fight over the women by whacking their necks together, and birds do all sorts of strange ritual.
I'm trying to I'm kind of thinking of maybe like a kangaroo. They kick, don't they? Or do they kick forward?
I believe they do, yeah. Although in a different way.
Yeah, and so what would it look like then? What sort of size are we talking about here?
Well, what it would look like is sauropods generally, they're the very largest of the dinosaurs with very long necks. If anyone's seen The Land Before Time, then Littlefoot is not actually a bad example of the shape. As far as size goes, Brontomerus is quite small for a sauropod, which means it's a bit bigger than an elephant, so bigger than anything alive on land today.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they're still finding it. You guys are still finding new dinosaurs.
Well, do you know, the rate of new dinosaurs being found is just insane at the moment. And not only that, it's still speeding up. So I would guess on average, without having worked the numbers, it seems like there are about 2 a week new dinosaurs now.
Goodness me.
And that's just getting faster and faster. So half of all the dinosaurs that have ever been named have been named in the last 15 years.
Dr. Mike Taylor on that bombshell, as they say, we'll have to leave it. Thank you very much. 6 minutes to 5.